seventh pack of Erev Mishnah Hay. The thing that Allah has of a wall between two Chaseiris that requires them to make independent a Reuven. Or if there's only one person on each side of the wall, each one does not have to make an Erev because he has his private house and his private chaser. Matin Shebein Shtei Chaseiris. There is a pile of hay in front in between two Chaseiris which formed a wall between the two Chaseiris because it was Gavoya Asgaret Pachim. So basically we have this wall that's made out of hay. Now, since the wall is there, Mavim Shnei Vein, Mavim Echad, they have to make two separate Eruvim because they are two separate entities. And they have a wall in between them. The Chiddush of the Mishnah is Eilam Achilam Mikan, Eilam Achilam Mikan. Each one's allowed to eat from the hay. Now, the problem is, if there's too much is going to be eaten from this hay, you're going to lose your whole machitza. So the Gemara says that they're not allowed to actually take from the hay and remove it from the pile, because they may be yodayim, be removing the wall, and once they don't have a wall there, then it becomes a communal area, which now they carry from there into the house. But they're allowed to let their animals eat there, and whatever happens, it happens. As long as it is 10 tefachim tall, everything's all right. But it's my tefachim, I thought for him. Once the hay was eaten in a fashion that is less than 10 tefachim height, less. Then Malvim Echadim, Malvim Shnayim. Then each one makes an independent Erev. They don't make, they both have to make one Erev. Because since we don't have a Mechitza anymore, the Mechitza was eaten. And now there's no Mechitza between the two Chaseiris, they have to make one Erev for the two of them.